Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 10:34 here on a Friday morning on KMBZ. It has been a violent week, to say the least, in Kansas City, Missouri, and it's getting a lot of attention. There's some numbers to update, and joining us on the phone, we're pleased to have Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief Rick Smith to look a little bit deeper into what's going on here. Chief, we really appreciate the time today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The last I had seen on the Kansas City, Missouri police Twitter account was that there were 12 non-fatal shootings in a 24-hour period. That was even updated from the day before when you had updated your blog that there had been 7 shootings in 9 hours. Can you tell us what the latest figures are just this week?
Well, I don't have them by the week. I pulled numbers and I did a year comparison from where we are this period of this year to what we were last year. So our bullet to skins, which is a non-fatal shooting in Kansas City, year to date we had 219 of those, and last year, which as you know was a pretty violent year, we had 166.
Wow. Well, and I mean, with the stay-at-home orders and everybody being inside, I think people would be stunned to learn that it was higher this year than last year. I mean, is just this last week that we've seen a matter of people, you know, waking up from the rest, or what's going on?
Yeah, I agree. I wish we had that answer. We don't know specifically. I mean, we have some indications on some small groups. We know some things are going on in some neighborhoods. We have some feuds going on. We understand that. We are on those, of course, trying to work to de-escalate all of that. But when you have numbers like that rise, you know, there's a significant amount of people involved, obviously, more than just one group.
I want to talk for a second about the inclusion of juveniles in these numbers. And I know you had mentioned this also in your blog, but again, on the Twitter account, there had been a 3-year-old who had been shot in the 2300 block of Chelsea. That was an accidental shooting by another child under the age of 10 who was home at the time. Can you talk a little bit more or shed some light on how juveniles are being affected in these shootings?
Yeah, well, I think also highlighted in the blog was a 5-year-old who was shot in the face during a rolling gun battle. We had another incident yesterday where there was a shootout and there was an 11-year-old in the car, now not injured, but still in one of the cars that was involved in the shootout, as both cars were involved. So I will say that it seems like people involved in this kind of violent crime, for the most part, don't seem to care who's with them when they engage in this activity, whether it's a child or other people, and they certainly don't care who's around them. I mean, we've had several examples now of innocent parties getting hit by bullets while these other people are involved in their feud. I think the shooting at Westport yesterday or the day before about the gal that was hit in the leg, I mean, she was just minding her own business, had nothing to do with anything.
Well, Chief, I hate to filter everything through the lens of pandemic, but that's the world we live in right now. So we talked a lot about the changing face of enforcement during the stay-at-home orders and things like that, and how, you know, just how different it was going to be for police to go about their daily duties. But when you see a spike in something like violent crime, you obviously have to react and put that first. So tell us a little bit about the response to this. Now that you've had a chance to absorb these numbers, what's going to happen differently on the enforcement end?
Well, you're probably not aware, but every week we have what's called a shoot review, and we go through every single shooting that happens in the city the week before. It's a sign for follow-up and to make sure people are engaged on the enforcement level, that we go back and try and find out, dig deeper in these shootings, not only even on cooperative parties, we even dig deeper in the shooting to see if we can find something else that's going on. Do we need to get social services to people? Do we need to look at other avenues of what we can do to interrupt this violence? So we do that every week. We will continue to do that. We're lucky right now because we have some more resources, because some other venues that the police department are normally engaged in with schools and other things, they're not open. So we have some other officers that we're able to put to work on that.
One of the things that you comment on as being a theme, in particularly in the shootings this week, has been people who are involved who are not cooperating with police. And we've talked about that before, the various fears and the various reasons. But can you talk about the problem with that when you have victims that don't cooperate?
To me, it's amazing, right? I don't understand it, but we've literally had people in the hospital who are shot, and we tell them, your injuries are life-threatening. You have an opportunity to tell us what happened, and they won't tell us. And that happens, like we said, frequently. It happens more than it doesn't happen. And we know the reasons. There's either retaliation or there's some sort of illegal activity going on that stems or begins, and then the shooting stems from that activity, and they don't want to talk about it. So, I mean, most of these shootings involve people who are involved in some sort of illegal activity, right? At least the shooting at people is illegal activity for the most part, unless you defend yourself. So, you know, we're talking about a very small, minute group here that is very active.
Well, yeah, that peripheral crime, I mean, it's no real mystery to anybody. I don't think that there's a real tie between drug crime and violent crime. So talk about those numbers for just a minute. I mean, maybe not numbers specifically, but what are you seeing as the trend lines in terms of drug trafficking, drug sales, gang activity that's related to that? Are those things on the rise as well as the violence?
We're seeing some of that now. Right now, I think in the last week and a couple of the homicides were involving marijuana transactions that we can specifically go back to and say it was either a rip or a bad sale or something. We've had several shootings involve that. We have much more violence tied around those sorts of narcotics transactions than people understand. And a lot of times we don't even get the full story, right, because people won't tell us, but it has the setup of all of that, right? We know when we get there and there's phone exchange or text exchange, meet me here, you know, it's basically over some sort of transaction. And mm-hmm. if they're not willing to tell us, I guess we default to it's probably some sort of narcotics transaction. But we have a lot of that kind of activity going on. Right now we're, you know, talking to our partners, we see a little lull in the supply of narcotics across the country. So I don't know if it's more of a premium and people are willing to fight for what supply is out there. I wish I could tell you I had an answer to that. I just don't have it. We're just speculating.
And I'll ask you to speculate and get out your crystal ball a little bit going into the summer, which I know people love to do. But we're going into two things now. Summer, and I don't know how much things are going to change. Kids have been out of school anyway, so I don't know how much the summer is going to change things, except that places like pools that would normally be a place for kids to go hang out are not going to be open. And we've also been dealing with unemployment numbers continuing to go up. So as you look forward to the summer, do we expect the problems to, I know you don't know, but what do you expect then out of the summer with those two factors?
Well, I guess I can answer this best by when this started occurring, we talked amongst our staff about the perfect storm, about law enforcement is really, our department did not cut back, right? We didn't send half our staff home. We're not working from home. We have to be in police cars. We have to be responding to calls. The need is there. The mission is the same. I've said that several times. I think some of the perfect storm is what happens if, you know, we don't have other systems in the criminal justice systems operating at a capacity. And you can see right now crime is on the rise and we need those other systems maybe now more than we did before. And yet many of those systems are not back operating at full capacity. And we were very concerned about that at the very beginning. I think what we're seeing now is what can happen with crime if it were to shift higher numbers, which it has, And I don't say anybody has control over that. I just say it's happened, but now it's up to the other systems to try and get that under control. So I'm hoping that, you know, in some aspects, those things get back to what we would call a normal procedure.
Right. Well, and that's certainly one branch of it. The courts, as we know, have had their own burden to carry during all of this. So let's talk about the other branch. Are you getting the kind of support? I mean, the executives, obviously the city executives are going to be a little distracted right now. So are those lines of communication between yourself and the mayor's office and other city officials still there? Are they still effective in making sure that you have what you need to go out and enforce?
Yeah, yes, we're in communication with everyone, the prosecutor's office, the city, everybody. And some things have worked very well. I think we're a little slow on getting some of our protective gear, but I think that was across the board, across the nation. I don't think that was unique to Kansas City. We've since done a much better job of trying to get protective equipment here, and most of it is staffed. Our employees have been, you know, diligent about cleaning. So those kinds of things have gone really well, and the city has been supportive in those endeavors.
Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief Rick Smith, we wish you the best of luck. Stay safe out there. We're hoping that things turn around for the better, and keep us posted on your efforts here.
Thank you so much, and thanks for talking about this. You know, I say one of the most important things is we have to communicate about this, so thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Chief. Great talking to you as always.
All right. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.